better and different.
Right.
But she says Dale and Gail are going into a house in the peninsula.
Gail learning that her son, so nobody would do anything because they didn't want to know years ago.
That when Vicki confronted him, she actually was looking to get Pat's Social Security benefits. So she was blackballing or blackmailing Dale with this information. So, you know, it wasn't a comfortable situation. She basically went to him and said, you're going to get me his Social Security disability or I'm going to go public with that. I want it known that that was not my mother or I.
How did that go?
Well, I think she got his Social Security disability.
I think so.
It did work out.
Yeah. I think it did. I can find out for you.
This is really digressing. This is just from my understanding.
No, that's fine. We're jumping.
How do you get disability for a living? I thought they had passed when...
No, you can. He was on just Social Security mental.
SSI.
As mental.
Okay, and then so she could qualify as well as being...
She had his. She was raising his children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sure maybe it was for them she was getting it for, but she wanted the paperwork moved up.
Do you wanna, would you like to come in our family?
Huh?
We're a wonderful
I can tell you stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all.
I was adopted twice.
You were adopted twice.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's the win.
That's when I found out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he still has been mutilating himself
ever since.
Ever since, and the last time we saw was the worst I've ever seen. There is a cross, a huge cross. He dug the skin, the flesh out, and
he sewed it up.
When was
that? Was about,
that's another story. I mean, the fact that he has the ability to sew himself up.
That's about 5 years ago.
5 years ago. When was the last time anybody seen him then?
When did he know?
He went down to Truth and Consequences about 3 years ago.
Yeah. He went before, but the
and
last
then he came
time.
Home. He came home to live
with my son.
With my brother Billy. And we were all kind of reconnecting because he'd left for a few years. And Billy's the youngest of the family, and it was a difficult situation for Billy because, you know, Billy's just
doesn't
even know half the stuff. He was a baby, but he is, 15, 20 years younger than...
15 years different.
You know, so this is a brother that he never really knew. And when he was old enough to know him, already Pat's into the crazy. So, you know, poor Bill has no clue what Patrick used to be like.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, Patrick did come home and he lived for a while there.
He
I actually,
almost a year and he really liked it. Billy has an extra... his father had
built
lived
it
there
for
his dad to live, and he could live there, and he loves animals. He loves dogs, and they have two Weimaraners, and it worked out great. When Pat was there, he could watch their dogs, and everything was good.
Wasn't good.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Sean, honey.
Yeah, I know
well,
what
it
I'm
was
getting
long before
there.
Sean,
oh.
Oh, I did not know that. I thought it was all just great.
Well, he was saying that my brother Billy was abusing his dogs and his wife, and Sue and him they'd gotten some mail they had opened, and Billy had beaten 100 women and all this. It got really crazy.
Oh.
And it wasn't true, his paranoia built. But the conversations I had with him, because he's real artistic.
Right.
With my brother Billy, or my brother Patrick, because I would go over. I was very fragile. Well, no, you didn't know, and I didn't want you to know this stuff. I you can scare Pat off like a deer, and I love my brother. I love him to death. But I'm the... we have a lot of elephants in our room, and I'm the one that's always throwing in the, let's talk about this. Well, I remember one meal he said, could we ever just have one family Thanksgiving without you bringing up some truth? They hated it. Our family, that's the Kildee way. You get mad, you don't deal with it, you just don't talk for a year or 6 months, and then it's done. And so, but that's not my way. Well, anyway, so I was trying real carefully to reconnect with my brother, and it was working. We were having some great conversations. But he was, I was starting to see the paranoia come back with him because he said, I don't know what conversations he had with Billy. I know Billy did not ever purposely hurt my brother, but he was sure that people were talking about him. He was so ashamed of his past in Traverse City. And I said, the last conversation I had with him before I found out he was leaving, I said, Patrick, I go, you know, Mom told me this a long time ago. I go, it's old news. I go, believe it or not, people don't even remember the shit you did. I go, you, seriously, when I run into people, they're always like, how's your brother Patrick? They're not like, how's crazy man Patrick? I go, there's a lot of people here that love you. And we were sitting up in the bedroom part of that thing they made, and we're sitting knees to knees. And I said, Patrick, people don't even remember that. You're not that fucking important. And he laughed. He goes, oh. And I go, I'm serious. I was trying to tell him that it's okay, but this past that he had haunted him his whole life.
But the New Mexico thing.
He's out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, he's, southwest of Albuquerque.
Yes.
He found truth or consequences.
Well, he's not even there anymore. He's somewhere else, I think.
He was? Well, yeah,
he did.
Good.
And,
did you speak with him?
No. No, that is not going to happen.
He isn't there anymore?
He's in. I'll email it to you. Yeah. I wrote it down. And all he has is a P.O. box.
Yeah. We know that.
And,
I did not.
Well, Susie holds the information, and she won't give it to
basically
us.
Basically, he has a P.O. box, and he's just, I mean, it's you're the old song, Nowhere Man? It's Nowhere Man, because I've been in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Where he's at is
Well, he loves that. He plays the bongos in town.
Okay, so is that, I mean, is that his mechanism to get as far away as he can, and that with the hopes that it doesn't follow him?
Yeah.
But yet he's still cutting himself.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know he was still
No, he did it 3 years ago.
But he was back
say.
Home.
Yeah.
He's not. I would be real surprised if he's cutting. This was. I did not know that he was cutting himself.
I don't think he does
there.
Anything like that when he's
But
gone.
When he's home.
When he built that hay house. Remember? They
built by Kingsley. Yeah.
No, they built one.
Oh, Adobe house.
Straw,
whatever
they
had.
That was about, that was 4 years ago.
Oh, no, it was longer than that, honey, about it. You know what,
Tyler? That was out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, of course it was halfway up a mountain.
But what, the reason
that really bothers me, because I have no communication. Last Christmas, we got a generic email from Pat that said something about, hope you have a good holiday.
Yes.
Send it to everybody, and that's it. And I know he's sick. I know he has COPD. I know all these things.
Did you know he had a pacemaker put in?
No.
I found that out through Friend of Sue's.
The only way I could live with that without hearing from him, I called the trailer park he lived in, and talked to the woman, and
Candy.
I said, Candy, I'm Patrick's mother. And he is cutting himself off from his family, and that's okay. But as his mother, I want to know if he is ever really sick or dies. Would you please take my number and contact me? And so I have been able for the last, it'll be going on 2 years now, to be all right. I still thought he was there. So she hasn't really kept her word with me.
She doesn't really know. He just moved.
Yeah, but she could let me know.
He's got a motorhome.
He doesn't have that anymore, I don't think.
He is not to the point where he would do an affidavit or something and say, this is what
happened. Oh,
no. No, no. You won't. No.
I don't think so.
No, You know, I wish he could. I'm gonna.
We send him emails, and he sends us something that comes back, and every damn time it is, it's a message. Just you open it up, and it's something about Canadian drug.
Viagra. I think somebody hacked into Viagra.
Somebody's gotten an email book or an address book, and we get all the spam.
Yeah. But it's under his email address.
You won't.
You didn't watch Oprah yesterday, correct?
I didn't. I wish I had seen it, but I saw
it. Really strange, because I'm not a big, I mean, I'm usually not home to watch Oprah, but I heard that it was going to be on All Those Men. And I asked my husband to watch it with me, who is aware of all this. known about all this since he's married me. We were just married 19 years, but I was listening to the program. I thought it was a God thing that it happened to be on a day that I could watch it. And, you know, it's touching to see 200 men and listen to them. Something really weird happened. And it was one of those moments in your life when you realize, I have taken on Pat Shane my whole life.
Yeah.
I knew I was mad. Been mad at Mom for years.
Mm.
Pissed. Mad at my dad. Mad at Sue. And I kept trying to figure, I'm not by nature a mad person. I'm a little different. I'm outspoken. I don't like elephants in the middle of the room. But I tend to be back offish. And I sat there and I realized, I am Pat in this situation, because he will never speak for himself. And I'd taken on that role, and I didn't know I had. Because I got nothing to gain with this shit. You guys know that. It's not going to do me any good. It might do me a lot of bad. But it just hit me as I was watching that program. Because I'm sitting here, these guys are talking, and they could be talking about me, and I didn't go through this. And I thought, why am I? And I'm like, you know, oh my God. I am Patrick in this. I am doing what I prayed he could do, and he's not. But I have to, for whatever reason, because I've repressed this for years, even though I've talked about it. I was mad at her. Because I couldn't understand. I understand now. If we hadn't had this conversation the last 2 weeks, I'd gone to my grave, she'd gone to her grave, I'd be mad at you. I was mad at my dad. Didn't know why. I just pissed at everybody. But inside it was like, how can you guys just sit around and pretend nothing happened in our family?
Well, of course, I felt that way about your father, honey.
And I understand that.
That's why 32 years.
And for you to bring this information to light, you needed to have support too.
You got to understand one thing about the Kildee family, and I will say something. There's a pride in there. I don't know where the hell it comes from, because we are no better or no. It is a little bit stronger than normal. I've dealt with a lot of families and pride, Irish pride, Catholic pride, whatever you want to call it.
That pisses me off.
What?
Don't say that Irish pride. It makes me really mad.
Well, it's a negative.
I'm German and French,
yeah,
and damn it, I'm half of the mother.
I'm talking about the Kildees.
But nobody ever talks about
it. With Germans. Yeah.
Nobody is ever proud that you've got some German French blood in you. It's all Irish. It's all slammed there. To the drunks, right there. Oh, God.
Well, I was talking about it in a negative way, so maybe you don't want me to be talking about the French and the German. No. But anyway, there is why we are that way, why my father is. It was foolish pride. It was, you know, and I think I told you, and I might have told you, I really think my dad came from nothing. I've had to learn to forgive him. I'm pissed. I was so pissed at him yesterday in the car. I had to pull off the side of the road and call you. All he would have had to have done is say, way back, pick up that phone. He wouldn't have had to do any of this. He could have called Dale and said, you son of a bitch, you touched my son. None of this would have happened. Pat would have seen his dad step up. He would have gotten him the help. Kildees wouldn't be coming to funerals and upsetting the apple cart. None of this would have happened. That's all that my dad would have had to do. He didn't have to bring Dale down. He would have just said, you are not a part of my life. Don't you come near my family. That's all that would have had to been done. And it never was done. Mm-hmm. Instead, I didn't. I mean, I was invited this summer. The timing on this, and I think you asked me, and you've asked me that too, why now? Had nothing to do with the election. There was a wedding, Marine, who is...